What is Bhasmasura? Bhasmasura is the vagrant mind. This mind is created by the Lord, as it were, because the sun of the self shines on the causal body from which the mind is created. Mind has no power of its own. Mind gains power by the grace of Shiva. That means it is the Atman which gives the power. Shiva, Vishnu are all not different from Atman. They are referring to the Supreme Self only. So it is by the grace of Shiva that the mind gets its power. Having got the power, now the mind wants to catch the Atma. Is it possible? Not possible. So in the process, it is running here and there. So our blind pursuit of the world is in search of infinity, but we don't know that we are searching infinity. That is why when we want wealth also, we want infinite wealth. When we want power also, we want infinite power. When we want beauty also, we want infinite. This infinite is the pursuit, but we don't know what we are searching for. Helter skelter. As it is running here and there, he keeps the hand on various places and everything is burnt to ashes. What does it mean? Actually, when he is searching Shiva, which is Atma, that Atma is everywhere, but he is not able to see. So therefore, he looks up. There the Atma is not there, sun is there. That means in the place of a spirit, dead matter is there. He looks at this side, there is a screen here. This looks at this side, Atma is gone, some other thing is there. Looks down, Atma is not there, the floor is there, something is there. So like this, we, like in a movie, how we project the movie, get engrossed in the movie and forget the screen. Bhasmasura has turned everything into a dead matter where there is only spirit. This is Bhasmasura, is nothing else than our mind. Now this pursuit goes on aimlessly, endlessly, here and there, till Mohini appears. Who is this Mohini? Mohini refers to, see in the story, is this, that actually Mohini, Vishnu takes pity on Shiva and comes to help him. This is the story, say, you can say. But actually, Vishnu takes pity on Bhasmasura. It is running helter-skelter. It needs some rest. So therefore, it needs some focus. So therefore, this Mohini refers to Shruti or the Vedas. The Shruti Shiras or the head of the Vedas is the Vedanta. That Vedantic knowledge is so dazzling, so beautiful. Before we started, there was Kenopanishad chanting. The story in a Kenopanishad comes more or less in the same form. Haimavati. Haimavati comes to Indra and she is nothing but Upanishads only. So these Upanishads come in front of you through a guru when you are running helter-skelter, and after that comes into your life, you become focused. You are not running here and there. What happens is that you get engrossed in the beauty of it. You want to follow it. Shruti makes you dance according to its tunes. Upanishads make you dance according to its tunes. And you willingly allow it. You willingly allow that to take place. And slowly the dance takes into a rapturous form. That means your life becomes a classical dance now. And in that state, slowly you are getting into a self-forgetful state. That means the ego is getting demolished. And finally, what she does is that she keeps the hand on her own head and says, the truth is revealed, Aham Brahmasmi. And the mind also comes to the conclusion, Aham Brahmasmi. In that same stance, the mind is dissolved. When mind is dissolved, what remains is pure consciousness. That is you. This is the grand conclusion of Vedanta. That it is a vagrant mind that needs to be termed. That's causing all the problem. And it is causing all the perception, differentiation, everything. Finally, when the mind is dissolved, what remains is the pure consciousness.